At 6:06, it is fair and 62 degrees in Tulsa. We have rain on the radar this morning to the north of us, and we're expecting a high today of 63. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. We begin with jobs. Hertz announces the Dollar Thrifty headquarters will be moving to Florida as a result of the recent acquisition of the Tulsa-based company. Marshall Stewart reports this morning that will mean job losses here.
Up to 120 Tulsa jobs at Dollar Thrifty will be eliminated or moved to Florida as part of a consolidation effort by Hertz. Tulsa Metro Chamber Vice President of Communications Latoya Knighton says while news of the loss of any job is regretful, she points out a number of jobs will remain here.
We regret losing any jobs, but I think that it could have been a much more negative announcement had they been announcing that all of the employees were moving. We will still retain a good number of employees in Tulsa.
Hertz says the company's information technology, financial, and customer service operations will stay in Tulsa. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Two people are hospitalized after a propane explosion at Eufaula. The blast yesterday was at a sandblasting plant. It led to a nearby school being evacuated and a roadway being shut down. Meanwhile, here in Tulsa, the Lindbergh Elementary School on East 11th had to be evacuated yesterday because of a natural gas leak at the school. Tulsa school patrons will head to the polling booth next week. On the ballot is a $38 million bond issue for technology. Tulsa school superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard is Rich Fisher's guest today on Studio Tulsa, and we'll discuss why technology upgrades are needed.
The fact of the matter is, it's how kids learn today. It's how my grandkids are learning, and it needs to be integrated into the classroom, not just for the kids, but for those who teach as well.
If approved, taxes on a $100,000 home would increase by about $4 a month. A new mentoring program is moving forward in the Tulsa Public Schools. The school board has approved an agreement with Reading Partners. Jess Sims is a national director with that organization.
Reading Partners is a national literacy intervention nonprofit. We exist in 106 elementary schools in 8 geographic regions across the country, and this year have served over 5,200 students using 8,000 community volunteers.
On average, Simmons says Reading Partners students improve 1.6 months of reading skills for every month that they're in the program. Tulsa's airport has partnered with Google Maps to give visitors an inside look at the terminal to help find where they are going. Users who access the Maps program on an Android device can find departure gates, ticket counters, car rentals, restaurants, among other features. Floor plans automatically appear when users are zoomed in on the terminal using the application. Well, out on the campaign trail, Kathy Taylor criticizes Mayor Bartlett's recently released city budget.
During Mayor Bartlett's term, he has increased government spending dramatically without any gains I can see in city services, and he's borrowing from Tulsa's future instead of making tough decisions for today.
She emphasized her own record as mayor and cited public safety as a top priority. She spoke yesterday at the Tulsa Press Club. We are apparently driving a little safer in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Department of Public Safety says fewer motorists died on state roads and highways in March than a year earlier. Public safety officials say there were 44 fatalities in March of this year compared to 64 in March of 2012. Our weather forecast, partly sunny, windy, and warm. A chance of rain today and a high of 83. National Weather Service radar is showing some showers near Sedan, Kansas this morning. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 62. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.